GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
George, it wasn't a deal breaker, but I assured our next guest that both you and I have had our flu shot and he can't catch anything even over the telephone. But still, he went all the way to Washington, D.C. to make the call into GHRT this morning. The director of Maine CDC, Dr. Nirav Shah. Dr. Shah, welcome to our program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on, gentlemen.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Anytime we can get some legitimate medical advice. I want to say one thing. I haven't missed a flu shot in 20 years. I don't intend to miss one.
Congratulations. That's what I love to hear. The flu is a really real disease. And one of the biggest misconceptions out there is that the flu is just a bad cold. And I can deal with the bad cold. I don't need a shot against that. But the fact is that the flu is not just a bad cold. It is a really serious illness, one that tens of thousands of people across the country die of every year. There are some signs out there that this year's flu season may be pretty rough. But the key message here is that it's not too late to get your flu shot. Everyone out there who's listening should be making sure that they and everyone in their family have had their flu shot.
We read the news that influenza is officially classified as widespread in our state. Can you tell us how we come to that classification?
Sure. So just like all the other states out there, we track flu, various numbers and various types of data around the flu every year. And when the number of cases of flu reaches a certain point where it's really just across the state, there aren't hot spots as there typically are early in the season. When we get to a point that we are seeing flu cases across the state in high numbers and high concentrations, we change our classification from localized to widespread. And we did so just a couple of days ago, joining, I think, now 45 other states who are in the widespread category when it comes to flu. This does happen. It is where we have been in previous years. But what it really signifies is that no matter where you live in the state, the flu is a risk. There are other people around you that have it. And that's, again, all the more reason to make sure that you get out there and get your flu shot as soon as you can, if you haven't done so already, as you gentlemen have.
Maine had 1,287 positive flu tests through the 4th of January. And now 368 new cases just from the 28th of December to the 4th of January. That's a 40% increase in 1 week. 90 people in the hospital. There have been 6 deaths. Those are not good numbers, doctor, are they?
No, those numbers are concerning. And they are where we have been in previous years, but that doesn't make them any better or any more comforting. The other concerning thing about those numbers is that they are likely an underrepresentation of what's really going on out there. Just like with anything, not everyone with the flu necessarily goes to their doctor, necessarily gets tested. And if those things don't happen, the data don't come over to our desk. And so even though those numbers are concerning, what one of the things that keeps me up at night is that there are many folks out there who haven't even made it to the doctor yet to get tested. Although those numbers have reason for pause because of the fact that they're going up and up and up, as you mentioned, the flu is something that we can do something about. There's a vaccine out there that is available, and it's something that is still one of the best ways to protect you and your family this winter.
This is Dr. Nirav Shah, the director of Maine CDC. He's in Washington this morning, dialing in and talking to the state of Maine on GHRT. As the influenza is officially widespread in Maine, cases in all 16 counties. Doctor, is it possible? There are some people that are listening that say, if I just wash my hands, if I cover my cough, if I stay home from work, I don't want to because I got to put food on the table, I can manage this thing without rolling up my sleeve. If someone thinks that, what would you reply to them?
They're not entirely wrong. In addition to getting a flu shot, there are other things that we recommend you do to not just avoid the flu, but just to avoid getting sick in general, like washing your hands, like staying home if you're not feeling well, like making sure you're generally taking care of yourself by continuing to exercise in the winter, continuing to eat a healthy diet. It's all part of a bigger picture of how you stay healthy, and I think we all know that. But the flu shot is really a critical piece of that. You can't really have the full health and full protection against the flu unless you've got that shot on board. Fortunately, these days, it's not that difficult to get the shot. 20 years ago, it was a little bit more challenging, and you may have to had to have endured a long wait at the doctor's office, things of that nature. But nowadays, the flu shot is really widely available. Most employers offer it. Most pharmacies offer it. Heck, in some places, you can even get it from a drive-through window. And so it's one of those things where it does take a little bit of investment of time, but it doesn't protect just you. It also protects other people in your family, people who are exquisitely or highly susceptible to the flu, like really young people or really older folks. So by getting the flu shot, you're not just helping yourself. You're really helping out your entire family, your entire community.
Well, 10,000 people tested positive for influenza by your numbers in the previous flu season. Tell me, doctor, isn't it important to do it quick for the very reason that the medications you might be given, like Tamiflu and some of those, don't work so well if the influenza gets going? You need to hit it early. Is that right?
That is correct. You're absolutely right. Tamiflu is a great drug, and we see that it has been very effective against the flu. But what Tamiflu doesn't do is necessarily cure you. It can reduce the symptoms, and even then, as you mentioned, only if it's given really, really early in the course. A lot of times folks stay home, as you mentioned a couple minutes ago, and weather the symptoms for a few days before they really feel sick enough to go to the doctor. And at that point, Tamiflu is not as effective. All the more reason, again, to just try to avoid all of this rigmarole in the first place and get the flu shot.
Dr. Shah, a listener sends us a note via text message to us, two of them, in fact. One notes, the flu shot is not a guarantee, and another writes that they recently spoke with a doctor who told them that this year's strain doesn't necessarily successfully target the flu that's going around. Can you offer some clarification to those?
Absolutely. So as to the former, they're much like any other medication out there. There's nothing that's 100%. The way that the flu shot is developed is that a group of scientists get together early in the season, in the late spring usually, and review what has happened with the flu by our friends in the Southern Hemisphere, what they experienced and what type of viruses were circulating then. And at that point, they make a determination of what viruses should be covered in the flu shot that's offered in North America. And that's how the flu shot is created every year. It's a highly educated guess, but it's not perfect. It is the best protection we've got, and in good years, the flu shot can prevent 60-70% of cases, which for me is pretty darn good. If there was a shot that I could get in 5 seconds that reduced my chances of getting sick by 60 or 70%, I would take it. In some years, it's lower, and that's just the case with any medication, unfortunately. But what we know now is that even in years where the flu shot doesn't eliminate or 100% reduce your risk, what it also does is that if you do happen to get the flu, it's much milder than it would have been even if you hadn't had the flu shot. So what we know now is the flu shot can protect you in two ways. The first is that it can prevent you from getting the disease in the first place. And then the second is that even if you do still get the disease, the severity of it is far lower than it would have been had you not had it. And all the more reason to make sure we get out there and get vaccinated.
If you study your history, you know back in before the vaccines were available, when we had the Spanish flu pandemic, which I'm sure you know of, that killed millions from 1918 to 1919, it just went around the world. That was before the vaccines. So if flu gets going, it spreads rapidly.
It really does, and it spreads even more rapidly nowadays than it did 100 years ago, and you're absolutely right. The Spanish flu devastated not just cities, but entire countries, and it laid waste to large swaths of the world. Something of that nature, as scary as it was, it's unfortunately a possibility. Nowadays, however, we have tools to diagnose these things much more quickly. But because the world is so connected and people travel from places to places on vacations and things of that nature, the possibility of the flu spreading really quickly is still with us. And there's a myth that folks have that there's this idea that the flu shot might actually cause the flu. And I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely not the case. You might feel a little under the weather for a day after you get the flu shot, but that's really your body ramping up to make sure that it's ready to fight off the real virus when it comes. And so for those reasons, although there's that possibility of another Spanish flu type incident, a worldwide epidemic, pandemic, it's not out of the realm of possibility, and we are prepared for it. But we do have tools to make sure that that doesn't happen, like the flu shot.
Doc, we know you've got a lot to do, but if we could squeeze one last question in with you that comes from a listener, and I think this comes from a gal who writes, can the doctor explain why I can power through the common cold, but my husband turns into, and quoting here, a whimpering wisp of a man? I don't know if you can clarify that or if you dare clarify that for us, sir.
Well, I don't want to comment on any individuals. You know, what I can tell you is we human beings are a diverse lot, and two people may respond to the same thing completely differently. In the same way that people have different tastes, they have different reactions to different diseases. And as the listener noted, the very same virus can affect two people in completely different ways. One person might get a little bit of muscle ache and a runny nose, and the other might be laid up in bed for a couple of days. And then if you were to offer a different virus, the roles might be reversed. It's one of the things that makes medicine such an interesting and fascinating science, as well as an art. But there's no clear explanation. What I can offer, though, is that for things like the cold and the flu, which is much, much worse, there are ways that we can protect ourselves, and I want to make sure that everyone out there who's listening knows that it is not too late to get their flu shot.
The woman writes back, I'm not buying it. I think he's milking it, and I want to know where I can go, so he has to get a shot you know where. We'll leave that for another day and perhaps your next visit with us. Dr. Nirav Shah, the director of Maine CDC in D.C., but calling into GHRT. Sir, you're welcome back anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.